USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Tampa, Florida. An active shooter situation was initially reported in MacDill Air Force Base a short time ago, but apparently it did not involve the base itself. Base officials say they did issue a lockdown order, but that has since been lifted, and they say the report that triggered it was apparently because of the sound of shots fired near the base. As for the source of those shots, well, that's still an unknown. The U.S. House passing a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argued that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. New York Democrat Elliot Engel saying killing a top Iranian general brought the U.S. closer to a war with Iran, the president strongly denying that during a rally in Ohio last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event. America's NTSB will take part in the investigation into the plane crash in Iran this week that killed 180 people, right around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. It's not clear exactly how much of a role the NTSB will have, and it's not yet speculating on the cause. However, intelligence agencies in the U.S. and Europe say there's growing evidence that it may have been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, something Iran denies. President Trump not ready to draw any conclusions.
Somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
An update now on the wildfires in Australia. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Firefighters battling out-of-control wildfires that have killed at least 25 people, hundreds of thousands of animals, and scorched millions of acres across Australia are getting well-needed reinforcement from the United States. Federal agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management have been providing firefighters to lend a hand. Rob Rogers is with the New South Wales Fire Department in Australia, and he says that help has been key.
They've been enormously welcome, and they fitted in really well in our teams here, and they've been very popular, and so they've been enormous help for us.
Rogers speaking there on Fox News. I'm Tim Berg.
A lot of people seeing lights in the sky in 2019. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Reports of UFO sightings in the skies above the U.S. and Canada were up significantly last year, according to the National UFO Reporting Center. It says it received reports of 5,971 sightings last year, and that's up from 3,395 in 2018. It says there are always fluctuations in the year-to-year numbers, but this increase is notable. California led the country last year with the most reported sightings, 485, up from 303 in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.